from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. I wanted to share with you a story I have heard a few times. I think I first heard it in the 4-Hour Work Week, but then I also heard it more recently in a personal finance podcast. And the story changes a little bit, and this will be my version of it, but it goes something like this. There was once a wealthy CEO of a large American company who went on vacation to Mexico. While in Mexico, he visited a beach town, and while there was a fisherman selling fish in the local market. The CEO approached the man. The man had a simple life, with a modest home, a wife, and children. The CEO wanted to know why the fisherman was content with just his one boat. The CEO thought the fisherman could own many boats and turn his little fishing hobby into a real business. The fisherman replied he probably could make a business out of it and manage all the ships instead of actually fishing. He could do that for years and make a huge company, make tons of money, and then he could retire and do what he really wanted to, which was to live in a coastal city and spend his free time fishing. I think there's a lot to take away from this little story, and that is that we need to consider what we want in life, because if you don't, you may spend a lot of time working just to get what you already had all along. There's a similar concept in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Individuals, and that's the habit that they begin with the end in mind. And so in this context, as you think about your goals in life and think about what you want, you can build your life around your goals. Otherwise, you may find yourself doing something you don't particularly like, procrastinating doing what you really want, perhaps not even realizing that your goals were within your grasp the whole time. Now, for me, I think this is a great idea, but at the same time, I don't really know what I want. You know, I have some long-term goals, but I don't exactly have a goal like the fisherman. And so for that reason, when I make decisions, I mostly focus on increasing my options and opportunities. In other words, generally, the decision that gives me more flexibility in the future is the one I want to take. And you know, for me, I'm a person that likes to have different options. That if I do want to stop working and live in a small coastal city and fish, I could. Not that that's necessarily what I want to do, but to have the option to do it sounds nice to me. I don't really like fishing anyways, but still, if I wanted to, it'd be nice, I guess. All right, let's take a quick break and I will be right back. Welcome back. As I think about what I said in the previous segment, you know, I think I do need to look at some of my goals in more depth, perhaps more fully in another episode of the show. But some of my high-level goals are to have the option to live here in San Diego. As you may know, I'm from San Diego and am living in San Diego. And while I may not live here always, I always want the option of living in San Diego. And if home prices continue to rise like crazy, like they have in the past, I still want to be able to live here. And so what I'm working on right now is I am buying my first property here in San Diego. I wouldn't say this is my dream home per se, because eventually my intention is to move out and to rent out the whole house. But I think it will do in the meantime, and I think it will help me get my foot in the door. And it gives me the option of moving back here in the future. Not that I'm planning on leaving anytime soon. While we're talking about real estate, my next goal is to own a waterfront property. You know, I probably can't afford an oceanfront property, but perhaps a bay or a lake or something like that is in the cards for the future. This is kind of an aspirational goal, and you know, I'm not all that close to it. I still have to buy my first property, and there's a lot of other stuff I probably should do before I buy a property on a lake. But that's one of the things I want to do in life, as well as potentially have a house in a secluded wood where I can work on my writing and podcasting in peace. We'll see about that one. And that's really the two goals I have in mind right now. I have some other goals as well, you know, some short-term goals regarding income and net worth that I don't think I want to share right now. And most of my other goals are a little bit generic, like travel more, have enough money in retirement, etc. So I'd encourage you to think about your goals as well. I know I sometimes dismiss those type of invitations as just being hokey or unnecessary, but I think it is good that you have some of your goals and to put them in writing and to reflect on them. Because sometimes your goals can change, and it may even be interesting to look back at the things that you once thought were important. Or it also will help you keep your mind on track on what you do think is important. I don't know. One of the two. All right. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode of The Frug Life. I hope you enjoyed. And as always, stay frugal.